I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to a bite-sized episode from the High Performance Podcast in partnership with Lotus Cars. All we want is just a few minutes so we can dive into a former episode on the High Performance Podcast and just pick out one lesson. That's all it is. One lesson and a few minutes of your day that I know you're going to learn loads from. This week's guest is the Burnley boss, Sean Dyche, with this brilliant conversation about how the little things have a big impact.
A lot of kids now, they seem to be grumpy kids. It's like you pass them in the corridor and it's like, oh, all right. We just stop them and go, no. You're a young professional footballer, or you want to be.
And you do that, do you?
Absolutely. Just go, have you ever looked around? And, oh, yeah. So now you go, right, good morning. See, even though it seems crazy, but these little things eventually rub off. You know, and it's, you know, yourself, your muscle memory, your actions, how you remember things, how you conduct yourself in future. They're all things that make a difference because not every player, you know, I'll give you an example. This is my belief. I've got children and I use a lot of this with them because I treat my players similar, really.
Yeah.
I say to my, you know, my kids, I go, look, there's that many kids, it seems to me, out there with that kind of attitude because I see them a lot. If you just do them basics, you look someone in the eyes, you shake their hand, you speak to them in a proper manner, that will get you started straight away. Straight away. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're always trying to reaffirm just good life skills.
Sean's right, Damien, when he says it seems like nothing. It sort of seems like an almost an irrelevance whether you shake hands or look someone in the eye or smile. It's a small thing, but it says so much.
Absolutely. It's these world-class basics of just getting it right every time. There's been a common theme with all our high performers, Jake, whether that was Chris Hoy's insistence on turning up 10 minutes early for the interview because he felt that that demonstrated respect for others, humility of not thinking he was more important, and just the commitment of doing what he said. Shaking hands shows that you've acknowledged somebody, that you respect them, and that you're behaving with basic courtesy towards them.
It comes back, doesn't it, to the importance of consistency. And I think if we were to break down all the things that our guests have spoken about, and we've done, what, like 30-odd people on these podcasts now, maybe more, being consistent is really important. And I don't think that you can sort of one day be really nice to people, other days be really difficult to people, and you can't focus on the small things in one part of your life and not in another part of your life. It's an indicator of how you approach everything, isn't it?
Definitely. That these small things are a window to your bigger mentality. I remember reading a story years ago that if you wanted to go and interview for a job with Walt Disney and he was interviewing you, one of his ways of doing it was he'd take you for dinner in the canteen and he'd watch really closely to see whether you flavoured your food with salt or pepper before you tasted it. And if you did, you weren't getting the job because he wanted people that were open-minded, and the fact that you were prepared just to flavour food without at least trying it to him was a small sign of a wider personality trait. And I think just that idea of what Sean spoke about, shaking hands, says that you acknowledge other people. You're not carried away with your own sense of importance that you can't be polite or look somebody in the eye.
There's actually two big lessons, I think, here, isn't there? There's the lesson of consistency, making sure that as you know, they were described to us, as you've already mentioned, as world-class basics by Sir Ian McGeoch, the former Lions coach. It's about making sure you've got your world-class basics. But it's also about making sure you're just a nice person. Like, what did Holly Tucker, the entrepreneur, say on our podcast? I'd rather have a hole than an asshole in my business. And I think we all feel exactly the same way, man. What's the point being successful if you haven't been good along the way?
Exactly. When you think about that question that we often ask about what legacy, how do you want to be remembered? What's the point of reaching the top of a mountain and and you've left a collateral trail of bodies behind you, there's no point in doing that. It's about taking people with you on the journey, letting them invest in your success and that you investing in theirs as well. As Bruce Springsteen said, that nobody wins unless everybody wins. It's that idea of being able to bring people with you. And part of it is, like you say, just being a nice person.
And I'm a firm believer in karma as well. You know, you can't put out negativity and expect to get back positivity, right?
Exactly. And I think often you don't even know where that comes back to, do you? That the amount of times that I'm sure you've seen it in TV that somebody might have been unpleasant behind the scenes, and then meetings years later down the line, people are not effusive when there's the opportunity to work with them. I've worked with sports coaches in the past where I've been in meetings about recruitment where they've decided not to go for somebody because there'd be somebody in that room that maybe had a junior position at one stage in their career, and they've been in the presence of a player that's abused that power dynamic, that has been unpleasant to this guy, that now that they're in a position of influence, just won't have anything of them and encourages them to pursue the Holly Tucker line that would rather have a hole than an arsehole in our squad.
Listen, mate, don't forget, when I was working on Formula One, my wife was working on Strictly Come Dancing. I was the presenter of F1, so I saw a certain side to people. My wife, Harriet, was working in production, and we would regularly have conversations where a name crops up and she'd be like, oh, they were so rude to me. They were so... And I've met that same person numerous times and they've been lovely. That tells me absolutely everything. And I think the other important lesson about this one is a lot of the episodes in our podcast, people talk about the danger of being driven solely by the outcome, not the process. These are all about the processes, aren't they? Waking up with a smile on your face, being positive to people, shaking someone by the hand, complimenting someone, focusing on the little things. Because actually, if you just say, right, everything that I do, I'm going to do to the best of my ability with the most positive mindset that I can muster, the outcome will take care of itself because you're dealing with the process.
Definitely. In fact, as we're talking now, I'm reminded of when we spoke to another Premier League manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, when he was describing the impact of Bruno Fernandes, who's been a catalyst for the turnaround over the last 12 months at the club. And after all the great examples of play and goals and assists that he's made, the example that Ole spoke about was the handshake that Bruno gave to every member of the staff, from the canteen workers through to the senior coaches, when he first arrived at the club and introduced himself. That was the bit that lingered longest in his memory and that he used to describe what type of person he was.
Amazing. Listen, mate, thanks so much for the conversation as always. Couldn't do it without you. Thanks to the whole high performance team as well for their hard work. Most of all, though, thanks to you for giving up just a few minutes of your day to join us for this bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. I suggest right now you go back through the catalogue of episodes and interviews and just see the lessons that are there to be learned. Have a great day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.